From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Although not quite as sunny as in recent days, and involving a slight chance of a shower in the southern greens, a fair spring day has again unfolded across the listening area. Along with winds from the north to northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, high temperatures this afternoon will generally range in the low to mid-50s. Even southern areas have seen only peripheral effects today from a small low-pressure circulation that's now dropping southward along the coast of New Jersey. A ridge of high pressure poking in from our north overnight will maintain the fair weather with lows in the 30s and most areas remaining above freezing. Tomorrow, a large area of low pressure will be moving in rapidly from the Great Lakes. As precipitation moves in tomorrow morning, it should be in the form of rain, except for the mountain summits where some snow might be mixing in from the beginning. Temperatures are likely to fall tomorrow afternoon as low pressure moves overhead, with snow levels falling down into the hills during the afternoon and perhaps into the valley locations in northeastern areas by the end of the day. A vigorous upper-level system will drive twin centers of low pressure at the surface, one over the Ottawa Valley and the other pivoting from Lake Ontario early tomorrow and reaching the Gulf of Maine by tomorrow evening. It is the influence of this southernmost low that will bring the risk of accumulating snowfall, primarily in the mountains and hills of northern areas, from tomorrow afternoon into the day on Friday. Winter storm watches that were posted yesterday for the mountains of northern and western Maine have been expanded into the northern tip of New Hampshire. Outside of the Champlain Valley, even lower elevations across northern areas could see an inch of snow on the ground by Friday morning. At that time, the surface low will have intensified into a single circulation centered over New Brunswick. This will make for a very blustery and cool day for us on Friday. Friday will also feature snow showers over the northern mountains with some additional accumulation possible as the gusty west to northwest winds buffet against the mountain slopes. Another driver of precipitation on Friday will be the strong upper-level system, which will be overhead for much of the day. The showers of rain or snow should diminish considerably on Friday night. On Saturday, even with the surface low lifting into Newfoundland, northwest winds might still drive some snow showers over the northern mountains, with cool and breezy conditions continuing elsewhere. A ridge of high pressure should then stretch in briefly from the western Atlantic on Sunday, helping to get temperatures back into the 50s. In the forecast summary, winter storm watch for northern Coos County in New Hampshire from Thursday morning into Friday afternoon. For this afternoon, partly cloudy northeast, otherwise mostly to partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower in the southern Green Mountains, highs in the low to mid-50s, north to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-30s east of the Green Mountains, mid to upper 30s in the west, winds from the northeast, light in areas east of the Greens and 5 to 10 miles an hour in the west. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, rain likely, changing to snow in the mountains and hills with 1 to 2 inches there. Morning highs from the mid-40s to around 50 south and in the Champlain Valley, low to mid-40s elsewhere north. South to southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 in the Champlain Valley. On Thursday night, mostly cloudy, scattered to numerous rain or snow showers north and in the southern greens, changing to snow showers with another 1 to 2 inches north, mainly over high terrain. Lows on Thursday night in the low to mid-30s, some upper 20s in the Adirondacks. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30. And on Friday, mostly cloudy and blustery, morning snow showers likely north continuing over high terrain with another 1 to 3 inches, snow mixing with or changing to rain in the valleys with a trace to an inch, highs on Friday in the upper 30s to mid-40s, winds from the west to northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour and gusting to 35. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.